It's lit.
No, it's not. It's good.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. You good, Chisho?
I'm just like an immigrant like you.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't get into it so you can't get away with your accent. I be knowing. Oh, sure. Welcome to another episode of It's Lit, Boston. We are your host, Sam. Show host of Mike in here today, but we are joined by the lovely Atlanta Music.
You.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome back. Last time we spoke to you was over at the Dropout Summit with Kurt Fosting, and you were doing big things back then, but you were doing bigger things now. You know what I'm saying? How was your week and your weekend? Before we get to everything, let's get into you a little bit.
Well, my week and weekend has been pretty busy, I would say, for the most part. I'm still just, you know, trying to process everything.
Yes, sir.
That has occurred this
big
week.
Big moment.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Continue with your week.
I was just saying, like, it's been good. I'm grateful. You know?
Grateful. That's all you got to say. You're grateful. That was the moment. You know what? You're right. We'll dive deep into that. Sam, how about yourself, man? How's your week been?
My week has been good, man. You know, I've been trying to connect with Yelly, trying to get you up here, you know.
I like it when he calls me that.
You feel me?
Yeah. They always love nicknames. But now he gets to call me.
It's been a good week because, you know, I've been in my productive bag and, you know, I've been taking photos, doing videos. You know, I'm happy to see my guys back from Africa.
Yes, sir.
He traveled back to Africa for the first time.
Nigeria.
Nigeria. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Nigeria.
Big Nigeria. Not the little one.
Not the little one.
Were you born here?
Yeah, I was born here in Boston, but I grew up in Florida.
What's your ethnicity?
I am Cuban and Dominican.
You know what type of time that is. When you said Florida, I was all right.
She's a whole bunch of crazy.
That's different out there.
Humidity.
All right.
I'm not.
Cuban.
I'm very nonchalant. Yeah, but Cubans, my opinion, well, at least the ones I'm chill. Okay. I'm chill.
Okay. But you know of the... Wow.
You know what type of time they be on.
Yes.
There you go. You know what type of time.
I'm chill. I like peace over here.
All right.
Okay. I got to be grounded over here.
Nice. Come down some, show.
Me? Yeah. Oh, there we go.
And Yelly, come down some? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Right there. Now we're in the middle. Perfect. Now we perfect. Now we Gucci.
Okay.
Because we changed the camera angle, show. Oh, wait, I got to go.
I was about to say, you got to come in.
Oh, wait, it's okay. So I'll come back a little bit more. Come back a little.
I'm like, right, you got to come.
Now we good. Now we good. Because we changed the angle.
Yeah. You good.
But like Sho was saying, how was the Celtics?
So it was good. I honestly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. First and foremost. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still processing everything, like I stated. I don't know, like, I kind of feel like it was like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit nervous because obviously, so when I was in the green room and I was getting ready, there's a TV screen in there where you can see the actual game going on and everything. And as soon as I seen the amount of people that were there, the celebrities were there.
The anxiety kicked in.
A little bit. And even with like my guys that was there, they're, you know, Barbette, Nuno, and Bruno, they're from Anawan Studios.
Okay. Shout out to them.
I was like, guys, you see that there's a lot of people here today, right? And they're like,
what, you surprised? It's a Celtics.
The thing is,
I never been to one, which, you know.
For real?
So, no, I never been to one. Okay. Like, no one's ever invited me to one.
What kind of, for real?
No, we ain't even able to talk about it.
That's crazy.
We ain't even able to talk about it. We going to try to bait us in.
I fall right in. You know, I got no lid. I'm ready to roll.
So that was your first Celtics game ever?
Yeah, Like, and seeing it. I mean, I felt amazing. Like, I was like, wow. Like,
you showed up in all red. Okay.
All red. Yes, she was ready.
I
was like, oh, yeah.
Nah, she knew it. Yeah. She knew it. She had to represent heavy.
She came in there. She had her all red on. I was like, oh, she's
full body suit. Full body suit. She was like, no, y'all going to see. Y'all going to see what type of time we
on.
She's
like, I'm all my curves today. I'll go.
Oh, my God.
Red and green go together.
All the time.
No, they do. I mean, respectfully, I love the Celtics, but, you know, that outfit didn't come in green, so I was like, we gotta stick to red.
Nah,
I like the red.
The pop was all it needed.
Yeah.
Too much green in the building anyways.
Exactly,
they would throw a little, you know,
exactly.
Your little sazon in there.
Exactly. Ain't not wrong with a little high blood pressure.
Nah, never.
Ain't not wrong with that. That little water can.
Short term. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You guys are funny. Yeah.
How's 2024 been for you so far since we last spoke?
To be honest, I feel like it's really picking up now. I feel like every time the year comes in, like the new year, January and February is kind of slow. Like, people are still trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to achieve this year? But I feel like everything is moving really fast right now.
I am seeing an influx of mass artists get a lot of shine lately. And I'm glad to see that. Yeah, that means y'all really do put work in.
You guys are putting more work in.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Because the scene used to be very lazy.
Yeah, I feel like now, because of so many other people are getting the shine that they need, there's more attention in the city now.
I think so,
for
too.
For all dynamics.
I don't think. Well, I agree. Well,
yeah, with all
I
dynamics.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. Because where she was at, because of where you were before, when we first met her, you were just getting started, really.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for a long time, you know, everything. But then the traction came when people started really noticing. You were performing in a bunch of places.
I was,
showing your vocal range and all of that.
Yeah.
And then the first time I ever seen you perform, I forgot where it was. And I heard your voice, and I was like, okay. I see how she getting niggas. Mm. I see how she getting niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because I was sitting there mesmerized.
Yelly.
I was mesmerized.
Hold on. Let me take a sip.
I was mesmerized. I was like, first and foremost, obviously the physique is there. Put that to the side.
But they had the voice. I was like, let me take a sip because I don't want to seem thirsty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to quench it up a little bit.
But, like, there's a thing that Show and I, as podcasters, we try to pay attention to people's auras before
Facts.
We meet you guys.
Yeah,
right?
And we talked about that last time.
So that's why we were like, you know, what's your aura? Because to us, outside looking in, if we were in that Celtics audience, and I see you come out, I'm like, oh, who is Shorty and all red?
She better have word, 1,000%.
She better be able to sing.
You already command your presence in the room.
Boom. Yeah, you
walk
in with,
you're not even trying to get attention. You know what I'm saying? But you don't need to.
Nah, I don't.
You know what I mean? And so that's why I said, when I first saw you, I was like, oh, shit. Okay. But once again, I said, to me, the physicality is, that's whatever.
Yeah.
But hearing your voice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Because it matches your look.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like the red, right? Because the red always will tell you that somebody is spicy and fiery. So when she presents herself as very soft and calming and nurturing and bubbly, I'm like,
what's the other side like?
Yeah.
What's the other side like? How she feel when she upset?
Is she gonna like cuss at me in Spanish?
Yeah.
Or in English. But if it's in Spanish.
It's okay.
No, it means you love.
Yeah, like I said, it's okay. I'm with it. Don't curse at me in English.
Shout out to all my Latinas out there.
Yeah, thanks, yo. I papi all day. Whatever, I'll be a payday hoe for you.
You as an artist, right? Are you into like a lot of features?
I am. I just, right now, I'm being strategic about it. Yes. Like, I don't.
I mean, because you're Grammy nominated now. You know?
Talk to him.
Put some respect.
You can't be shy now. That's your hard work.
Big yelling, you not did the little that. One. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, I can't.
You don't work too hard not to congratulate yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When people like us,
and
see,
as a
like,
Spanish artist in mass, we don't hear a lot about Spanish artists out here.
Hispanic artists.
Okay. We don't hear a lot about that. Okay. But you put yourself kind of center of our scene.
Yeah.
As, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As one of the few that we do know of. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot of. I'm always actually like, yo, you don't even have an album out, but you have songs out that are impactful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And every time I see you go somewhere, you're performing these songs and you're knocking them out the park.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, damn, yo, like, Shorty don't even need an album nowadays. Like, she's just hitting them over the head with singles all day long, and you get nominated, doing the Celtic thing. So I keep asking, when are you going to give us a dope
project?
Your work.
Well, that's what I have plans for this year.
Okay.
I was wanting to do it last year, but then last year I went through a whole change, rebrand, and everything.
Okay.
So now that I'm really focused on putting out, like, you know, Latin style type of music, not really focused on the R&B, but obviously still like Latin soul, I like to call it.
Yeah.
Now is where I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to start that.
You know, working on that project. Who you will remind me of if you were to do features? I believe that you can do something on a Tim's level. Right?
Okay.
Because
I like her.
Because
the vibe,
right? And whenever you were to come on anybody's record, you're selling your vibe on their record.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I love to hear people like Tim's, WizKid,
people of other cultures. Yeah, I love their style.
On other people's records, because it's like you bring a different type of sauce to the season. You know what I mean? Sazón.
Yeah, always, baby.
What's the Cuban seasoning?
The Cuban seasoning?
Yeah, like what seasoning is popular in the Cuban community?
What do you use that Dominicans don't use?
don't know. I can think about food, but I can't really think about seasoning.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Because, okay, so Dominicans, I know they like to eat their salchichon con plátano and all that kind of stuff. Or
tostones.
Yeah, or tostones.
Big on tostones.
Cubans are really big on, like, pork.
Okay.
You know? What else? They like their, like, I forget how you call it in Spanish, but it's like black beans mixed in with rice.
Okay, yeah, really, yeah, I like those too. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
they always like to use, I think it's bay leaves sometimes they'll put in it or something.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bay leaves in your rice is fantastic, bro.
Wait, are you a foodie?
I am. I like to eat.
It's what girl don't like to eat?
I mean, as long as they figure out what they want to eat.
Well, yeah, I can be pretty indecisive, but that's why I like it when someone's like, here, we're going to go here, and we're going to eat here, and I'll be like, okay, bet.
Oh, okay. So you want men to take away all your rights and basically like, oh,
this no, is not like that.
Like, this is what we're going to eat. Wear this. Cool. Wear that red jumpsuit that I like and make sure you want
time. No, if you tell me, can you wear this, I'll be like, I'll let you know.
Do you like people being able to tell you what to do, or you like to tell people what to do?
It depends on the certain extent. Like, I'm pretty submissive myself, but I'm also pretty dominant in certain aspects. Like, I don't like it when people tell me what to do professionally,
right?
But in other aspects, okay, I'll listen. I'll be like, oh, you're right.
You're submissive at times.
I understand. Okay. Yeah.
Balance is key. Balance is key.
But there's a balance to it. But one thing I don't like when people try to control me, because you can't
control,
do that.
Yeah, you can't.
You mentioned prior that, you know, you were doing a rebranding for how you're gonna come out now.
Yeah.
And everything. So that lets me. When did the business make sense to you?
Last year, when me and my friend, who's my publicist now, Latalia Howard is her name.
Shout out to you.
Talia Management, was when we started working together. That's when really, like, everything started to click
in
business-wise.
Because prior, you was just kind of moving around a little bit, trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah, prior, I was trying to figure it out. Yeah. At the time, I had certain people that I was like, oh, I can help you with X, Y, and Z, but then that never worked out.
Were they men or women?
Doesn't matter.
No, it does. Because our publicist is a woman now.
Well, yeah, it was like more so men and then one woman.
Okay.
So that's why I asked the difference. Mm-hmm. Because a woman might know how to present her better than the men did.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah,
because
you're right.
Women know what women need.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You guys know what your hair, all that stuff.
Yeah, facts.
How certain outfits look on you guys. Men, we're just selling curves.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Let's just be honest.
We only see one way of making it happen.
Yeah,
but that's a fact though, right? Because
we're so stupid.
There's one thing. Nah, that's the truth, bro. Because shout out to Dutch Rebel. We talked with Dutch years ago, and Dutch was like, "Yo, I had to get comfortable with showing more of me because, you know, as an artist, like." People only gonna give you guys such a look until like you're selling you as a not a product but as like
they are a product.
But it is kind of like a product.
I don't want to call you a product. Yourself a product, but a shout out to you.
No.
But
in reality,
we're all products,
it is because you're showing up and you're a whole brand.
Facts.
So that's why, in a sense, but not that you don't have a soul. I have a soul. Because one's gonna come over here and be like, Elena, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do no. Like, I have a say. But respectfully, yes, in a sense you are, because you have to represent yourself as a brand.
So do you ever feel like you're going to have to get to that point where you have to show more and show the talent?
Show in what sense?
Show more in a sense of you're going to have to graduate from your look, right? Because with us, when we first started, we had a look.
Okay. Yeah.
Sweatpants.
Hoodies.
We were
slippers.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Straight chilling. Like, we were chilling on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll show
up. I remember. Yeah.
Suited and booted, and we be in sweatpants. Like, yo, this is just a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I showed up like it was an interview. But to us, we had to understand, yo, we got to show the part sometimes, because if you were performing on, say, Rolling Loud, it's 90 degrees. You're not showing up here with long sleeves and everything. You're not.
No.
Not 90 to 95 degrees.
And moving around performing. Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to sell. So when we first seen Dutch Rebel, start to like show her body more.
Express herself more.
Yeah, like
express
she was herself. Like, yo, I want to show my body because I feel like I've been so like concealed and I was doing what people expected me to do.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So you're not really being
yourself. She had more of a freedom now. That's what he's saying.
Interesting.
Yeah, she had more freedom.
Okay.
See?
Freedom.
Balance.
Yeah. She had more of a freedom.
Because when you're talking about women, you want to be delicate.
Yeah,
you want to be delicate because you don't ever want to talk out of place when describing somebody and like their comfortability. You know what I mean? So for you, do you ever feel like you have to change your look? Because if you were to show up to the Celtics game again in 3 to 4 years, you can't show up in the same red jumpsuit.
No, I mean, my look is definitely going to be elevated.
It's going to be more evolved.
Matured, yeah, and like I think now, too, I'm at a place where I definitely am going to have to seek my own designer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to seek my own stylist because at the end of the day,
being a woman, bro.
No, it is.
In the game, any business, I realize when it comes to women, they have a tough, man.
You got two daughters, so I know.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah, man. It is very expensive. So everything now is just being more elevated.
Do you have any siblings at all? Because I never heard you talk about siblings or family at all.
Yeah, well, I grew
very
up
personal.
You're
very personal.
I can't.
I'm paying attention to that. You're very personal, which is good. But when you entice people to learn more about you, you got to give them a little bit more.
Well, yeah, it just depends on the person, though. But myself, I did grow up as an only child. So, like, you know, I have a father and a mother. Okay. They're still married today.
Shout out to them.
It's lit.
Yeah.
You ever think about getting married?
I would love to.
Okay.
But I have, on my dad's side, he has 3 children in total.
3?
Yeah, 3. And then with me, it's 4. But I never grew up with them.
So you got 7 brothers and sisters?
No,
6?
So there's 4.
It's 4 of them?
Yeah, 4 in total.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Including me.
Okay.
But I never grew up with them. So it's, and they're all older than me, like, and they don't live, well, two of them live outside of the country. One of them live here, but I didn't meet him until I was in, freshman year of high school, I think, or sophomore year.
What school you went to?
I went to Cohasset High.
Oh, here?
Yeah, I was in Metco.
Oh, I know the Metco.
Shout out to you.
I know the Metco kids was on her.
She's smart. You know what I mean? Because Metco don't play that. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
Now, were you more, how were you in high school? Were you quiet?
I definitely was a bit quiet. I kind of kept to myself, stayed in my own lane. Mm-hmm. I was friends with a lot of people. Like, I never was, like, in one...
You wasn't clicky.
...group. No, I wasn't clicky. Yeah, I never remained in one group. Like, I kind of knew everyone, but also my high school was pretty small, you know, in that aspect. But I never really remained to just be like, oh, yeah, this is my so-called group and that's it. Like, no, I talked to everyone, even the kids that people didn't want to talk to or, you know, whatever it may be. Like, I always... You know, I was very social in that aspect.
Okay. Because I'm trying to figure out things to ask you that ain't too personal.
You can be personal with me.
I can't because you already limited us.
All right.
Well, you can. I'm comfortable with you guys. Like,
Your music, right?
Yeah.
What besides the what inspires you? But like you write your own stuff,
I do,
right?
Yeah.
But what do you pull that from?
Yeah.
Because a lot of your experiences they seem very intimate. And a lot is going on.
Are you an intimate person?
Am I a very intimate? Oh, yeah.
1,000%. You can't tell?
No, because she hasn't told me.
When she sings, if you go listen to any other stuff, when she sings, it feels like you're in that moment with her. Mm. That's what she brings you into. So that's why I'm asking, like, when you're writing these songs, is there certain things of your life that you're pulling from, or those feelings you're pulling from, and you're like, all right, I know this goes here?
Yeah, I would say yes. It's a mix of everything. It's a mix of, like, pulling it from my own experience or other people's experiences.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the songs as of late have been my own experience.
Okay.
Like, from what I've been through and throughout this time of my music.
So, I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's one of the parts of the songs that stands out to you, like when you're about to sing and you go, they don't know this, but they don't know how impactful this
was. What's the name of the song?
One of my songs, Pajarosito Mio, which is Little Bird in Spanish. That one, I would say, if you really want to get to know, like, how does Elena feel when it comes to relationships or just love in general, that's the song.
Okay.
Like, if you really listen to it very deeply, you can tell, like, oh yeah, Elena, I think she probably maybe struggles or she feels scared. Because in the song, I'm pretty much talking about how, you know, love sometimes, the idea of love sometimes can scare me, but I also love love.
Oh, I got a question.
I think it's beautiful.
So you love hard?
I do, yeah.
Most Latinas do.
It's lit!
Can't.
Tell no lies.
He ain't lying.
Right? So,
You can ask.
You've been in love.
Yes, I have.
I'm not going to ask when you've been in love. Because that's giving away too much.
Is that what you... Well, what you consider love?
Yeah. It definitely was unconditional love.
Oh, nice. All right. Fantastic.
What is love to you? Describe your love.
My love for me is unconditional.
But what's unconditional love
so
to you?
So I don't, when I love someone, I don't judge you. I would never want to change you, even if you probably should change. I would never like force, you know,
right.
Like I would never like try to, I don't know, like try to make you feel like
inadequate.
You're below or right, inadequate. Right. Like yeah. I always want, I'll love you as a way of like giving you, how do I say it? Like kind of like elevating you in a sense, you know,
most Latinas do. Most Latinas
you
do.
You think so?
No, you guys are very cuddling. You know
you guys
saying?
Are very warming,
yeah,
nurturing.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And you guys build a lot of self-confidence in people.
That's how niggas lose themselves in y'all.
It's lit.
Straight up. I was telling niggas, oh, I'm really deal with Spanish girls like that.
I'm like, you missing out.
Nah, I'm not. I know what type of time they on.
Wait, I got a question, right? Have you ever dated outside your race?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, and do you prefer your race or outside your ethnicity?
It kind of happened, like, out of nowhere, unexpectedly, so it's not like I never, like, oh, I'm going to...
But you do have a type.
Look.
Right.
But not race.
Not race, but a type. Like, it don't have to be black, white, none of like that.
Yeah, she said look. Yeah, the look.
So you prefer tall men, short men?
I mean, I'm short, so if you're taller than me, that's a plus.
It doesn't matter.
It's lit.
She's been around the Celtics players. She's like, whoa.
Well, you don't have to be six, seven, you know, like.
Gotta be taller than you, though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, I gotta
wants
still
to
wear heels. Yeah, exactly.
It's lit.
Exactly.
Every woman wants to wear heels around you.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all the same on all fours.
I can't. Not like you guys are too much.
Let me chill. It's Sunday, God's day. Let me chill.
What you got coming up for the summertime?
Summertime. Well, I will be traveling.
Okay.
I'm going to be going to Cuba in August.
Ooh,
I'm excited. You know, I love Cuba, and then
definitely shoot a music video out there.
If I can, yes.
You will.
I'm hoping.
You will.
I'm praying for that.
You got a whole camera phone.
Facts.
You're right.
You feel me?
You're right. But yeah, that and just, you know, music-wise, shows, traveling. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How
honestly.
Welcoming has the Latina community been towards you?
I feel like they have been.
Okay.
I feel like I haven't gotten any sort of like negative feedback or...
Because we don't know.
You know?
We don't know.
I haven't. I haven't. It's been good so far.
That's what's
to be honest.
Up.
If there's, because I know we about to get out of here soon. If there's three things that you can have in your career that you feel like will make you better, what three things would they be?
A bigger team. I feel like if I had a bigger team backing me up, my career would definitely skyrocket.
Okay,
it will.
Very, very.
It's not wood.
It will.
Once your team becomes bigger, it will, because you got to speak it into the universe.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. An investor, that would definitely help.
All right.
Sugar daddies.
I was trying to be PC with
that. Sugar daddies.
Oh, shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, based on that, what do you mean by investor? Like investing in your dream?
Investing in myself, investing in my career.
Yes, okay.
You know, like that. You
okay.
know? So, financially, yes, I am. But that's it, you know?
Just investing in you.
Yeah, investing
like believing in you.
Me.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly,
I bet.
Exactly.
Yeah, we looking for some sponsorships too.
Yeah,
sugar mamas, you know what I mean?
Hey, shit. Young bulls over here.
I can't.
And what would be the last thing?
The last thing? Oh my gosh, that's kind of hard. The last thing, what was the question again? What would
I need? Three things that you would have for your career that you feel like will make your career bigger than what it is? Is it a team?
Yeah, the team,
investor.
Last thing.
I think it's going to be you investing in yourself more.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I was going to say continuously building myself, my confidence.
As much as we are as content creators, we understand that, you know, us as photographers and videographers, we're going to shoot the right stuff, but it's you guys who have to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's you guys who have to put in that same effort as your cameraman. Not the same type of effort. Like, you ain't gotta get low and none of that shit, but react to the camera so that way his shots look better.
Make the shots come alive.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're selling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We shot it, but if you don't give us nothing, the video
would
give you is like, all right, this is what you did, so what you want me to do about it? You know? So that's what I was telling you. I know he tells the same thing to a client, too.
That's the biggest thing as a client. I'd be like, yo, you have to sell it. like, I'm going to make you look as good as you look already. Mm-hmm. But if you're not giving the person on the other angle something to, like, oh, let me go follow.
Yeah.
Then it's
Even as we can't even get into a groove.
Yeah.
If you're not in a groove.
Because you're so scared or still. Like, it's like.
We're all, everybody's worried. You're the main character.
Yeah.
So you're the main character in the story. We're all just a bunch of background singers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how have you made yourself prominent to the place where you can actually get on the Celtic label and sing a song? Because I want to really know how that process even happened.
I reached out to them.
I've
been asking.
Closed mouths don't get fed. Y'all hear that?
That's a fact.
I've been asking people for the longest time, how can I make that happen for myself?
Yeah.
And people were always like, oh yeah, I'll let you know, or I'll try to figure that out. Never heard anything. So I said, I'm going to go.
And reach out.
You know what you know what I like about
our
generation is the old representation of Boston media, not media, Boston artists. Mm-hmm. I believe it looked like that because the people that were gatekeeping were the only people that can afford the cameras.
1,000%.
Right? Yeah. So with us being able to afford cameras, the people like us, the normal, regular people who don't got like the big wads of cash that ain't in the streets or no shit like that or getting illegal money, we're able to show the creativity. That's why when we seen rappers back then, they weren't creative.
Yeah.
They were just the dudes with the money.
They ain't need to be.
They were the dudes of the people that had the people that behind them that had the money. But nowadays, you don't need the money. Right. Right? So it's going to be good when you're an investor to get that other level. Mm-hmm. But the creativity is right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. The content is you recording whatever it is. So that's why when we seen like the old school rappers, it was like, niggas wasn't paying attention at the halftime show.
Yeah.
But now, you're getting more creative people because it's not just the dope boys and the dope girls who have the pipeline. Now you can get somebody like showing myself recording you at the Celtics game, but it's showing the real talent that we have here in the city. Because when we first started the podcast, I remember we was looking through singer show, and we wanted to find girls that could really sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only girl that we came across at that time, shout out to Miranda Ray.
Oh yeah.
It's lit.
I was like, oh, she's a singer,
singer.
Because we were so used to the girls that sing that we thought, like, all right. But when we go other places, we're like, yo, these girls are singing. Mm-hmm. The girls where we're from ain't really singing, but the people that are putting them to the front are the ones that have the connection. So that's why those girls were getting sing. But women like yourself who can really sing and you have a look, most people don't know that you exist.
Yeah.
Right? But being at that Celtics game in front of thousands of people, now
they all know who you are.
They all do.
They all know who you are now. That was the moment, actually.
It's me.
I was like, outside of our community, now a bigger, more diverse community now knows you. Because
it's like 20,000 people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right? And the Celtics are good right now, so the seats are sold out.
Exactly.
So the people that seen you, you can't buy
remember.
That. You can't buy that.
No, not at all.
You can't buy that. That's organic.
They're going to go up Spotify, all that, trying to hear Spanish people go to those games.
They support like a motherfucker.
Lots.
A motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? And there's a bunch of other people there too. So when I saw you, I was like, oh, her numbers just went up. Crazy.
You know what?
Your voice is enough.
One idea before we go. I think you should throw an event do something where you can go sing over at Donna Havana.
Okay.
It's lit.
Donna Havana, okay.
Because it's the Cuban. It's the Cuban restaurant. And I remember we did an event over there years ago where I shot photography for somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned it was a Cuban spot. I never knew about that.
It's a Cuban spot, yes.
It's very...
It's nice in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I shot my last music video there.
Oh, for...
Yeah.
Come
on, son.
Listen, she over here really doing shit.
Yeah, she be moving, bro.
Yeah, like, I ain't know.
Yeah, she's making
know she
use
was like
of...
That.
She's making use of her community real nice.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elena, for coming through.
We're going to make it longer next time, too.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's
next time, time. I'm not even worried about it. I'm just glad that
she's been on here twice already. She's good. She's family now.
Yeah, but we wanted a longer conversation.
1,000%. Which we would do, because she'll have an album out by then.
Ooh. Yes, I will.
Yeah. It'll come through.
Yeah.
Those definitely want some exclusives.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, my show loves Spanish music. So
We all love it.
So until next, thank you. Please let them know where they can find you.
Please,
you know that if you don't know yet, which is fucked up. You know?
It's okay. It's never too late. Yelena Music. Everything's on there.
Okay.
So you can follow me on there.
You be on TikTok heavy too.
Yes.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius. But if you want to get like specific, my moon is in Cancer.
Ooh.
I know. And then my rising is in Aries.
That's the fire.
It's lit.
I'm a cuss baby, so I understand.
Oh yeah, we talked about it last
time. I'm a Taurus and Aries.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah, okay. Wow. I feel the energy now.
You see?
All right.
So we good. We
all
good.
We vibe. Yeah, yeah, we vibe, baby. Yeah, yeah. We vibe, baby.
We the tough ones.
Yeah, we vibe.
But we always going to, you know, make sure.
Nah, we tough when we need it. We gentle otherwise. Nah, always. Nah, if you know us,
nah,
we gentle.
Nah, I can tell. You guys always are gentle with me because, you know, you I know bring that time out and exactly see you guys.
We seen a red jumpsuit, so we don't want no problems.
Until next time, we out of here, y'all.
You guys are fun.